Right, first of all, I would like to thank Yisro Koach to Ari Sussman and all the other Haskanim involved to get the share back on for our second winter. Second of all, I would like to thank the Eilim for coming back from last year to Chizik to me. I think in itself is a display of the Kiddush Hashem that there are so many people who are interested in sharing business, which is basically what this year is about, Chesh Mishpot, which is Halach, Hilchus of business. It Lavdavka has to be business, personal things, but B'masa Matan, that they are interested in trying to know how to fear Masa Matan Kehalacha. The simon that we're trying to accomplish now is Simon Reish Chav Ches. Primarily it deals with Genevis Das, and that's what was advertised. However, it's broken down into three parts. Mikal Elohim, it starts off with general dinim of anoz dvarim, how paining people, afflicting people with words or with actions. Then it moves on to a form of a genevis das type of situation, not a mecha chamemka, but where you socially fool the person to owe you one. A simple example would be you have no intention to attending someone's chasana, and you go over to him and you say, "Oh, I'd really love to come, but I have a different engagement, but it was already pre-scheduled." And you're lying to the guy, and like this, it might be etiquette, and that's why you think you have a hetter to do that, but basically is, you're showing him a false impression that you are his friend enough to come to his chasna, or things like that. We're going to go into different forms than just giving you a basic idea. And then we'll move into the third thing, which is genevis das in mecha chumemkar, and that is how to market something, how to advertise, what you're allowed to do, how you're allowed to improve the appearance of the chayfetz you're trying to market, etc. Like I said, so tonight we're going to try to accomplish the first third of this siman, which deals with anoz devarim. To start off with the mili b'dichusa, there's a drashas chsam soifa. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin, tzadi tesam and beis. The gemara says, heichi domi apikiris. What's an apikiris? What does the Rabbanan help us? Did they ever permit for us an urva, an oirev, a raven, which is a tray for bird? And they never prohibited a yaina, which is a kosher bird. So that means they never turaif anything. Whatever was asa remained asa, whatever was muta remained muta. So what did they turaif for us? Avada, they're learning, avada is very geschmack, the mekayim mitzvos limud haTorah. But Mayahani Lon, what did they do for us? They never turaif anything for us in the change of halacha. They never turaif a nis, and they never turaif a heta. Now, some soif is bothered. What have punkt with chapon and oiriv and a yaina? I mean, chapon, there are many species which are also, there are many animals which are also, could have chapon a chaza. What have we chapon that me'ilum, they never were matter and oiriv, and they never acid a yaina? Some Tzayfi says, Al Pidrush, an interesting pshat in this Gemara. He says, Bava Nesenu Arabim, says it's frequent that someone comes to a Din Torah, and after he loses the Din Torah, he becomes a sore loser. He starts either by shmutzing the Bez Din, saying that they weren't familiar with the Mitzias, so they're not in depth, they're not experienced, or he starts saying other shmutz on the Bez Din or on the Psak. And Be'etzim, he's really koifin the mahalach that the Torah prescribed for someone who has a dispute. He's koifin the whole idea, the whole concept of halach and how to govern, how to adjudicate disputes. But he said, what will happen is this person will end up defying the Bezdin's psak, not listening to the Bezdin. And then ultimately what will happen is that the Tevei, the plaintiff who was given an award from Bezdin, won the case, will then try to push his case from socially and put up signs or go to Rabbanim and bashmutz the guy that this guy is a loitzai sladin. He's not upholding the psak. So he says, from the angle of this person who lost the case, he says he is someone who is responsible to pay and he's shirking his responsibility. An oirev, a raven, is someone who Chazal says is an achzori albonov. He's someone who has responsibilities that every other animal has, every other person has, to support a family, whatever it is. And he is someone who shirks his responsibility. He's an akzari to things which are mukhuyah for him to accomplish, for him to fulfill. And he's an akzari. So this oirev, This person who lost the case, who lost the Din Torah, is saying, Me'olam, he's bashmutzin chazal, and this is an apikiris par excellence, is an apikiris. He's saying, Me'olam lo sharu lan urva. They never permitted someone who lost the case in the Din Torah, and they never permitted this oyer, this one who's responsible to pay, they never let him off the hook that he's allowed not to pay. And they never asked Yoina. He says Yoina is a lashon of a noah's tvarim. This person who now won the case is going around by schmutzing around town in the rabbonim, and the loser screaming, you know, okay, I lost the case, but it's not fair. Look with the noah's tvarim and the busha and what he's doing to me. He's a mabim pnei chaver baravim and all the fancy tainas that he has. All of a sudden, he remembers mamari chazal. He does remember to pay, but he remembers all the mamari chazal to go against this person, this plaintiff who's bashmutzing him. He says this oyev is talking, this loser is talking, and they don't prohibit this other guy from bashmutzing me. He says that is pshat and chazal. It's a drush, but that's pshat and chazal. It's not a pshat of what an apikaris is. From the Ksam Soif, you see, obviously, you see that someone who taka loses a psak and is not willing to fulfill the psak, there is a heta for the plaintiff to go around and bashmutz him. And apparently that's not a problem of ono. And in fact, he even says a loshen. To find it, sorry, that he's doing a bit tzedek. He says a lashon that he's a tzaddik bedino. He's right, and he has a right to bashmutzin because he has a schus. He's yotza zaka bedino, an ancient male, and no one's helping him out. He has a right to be poya piv ala rosha. He has a right to do that. He even says he's a loy tumur tashlum mikaspe, but whatever. It's in the Santa Pshat in the Ksam Seifa, a play in Chazam. All right, we'll start off with, like I said, Simon Reshkov Chesif Aleph. I think it's, I should say Hagdoma. What is a Noah's Dvarim? What is the Issa? What's the Hagdora of a Noah's Dvarim? And if you're Medaik and Rishonim, you see it's really a Makleikas Rishonim. Rashi and others hold that a Noah's Dvarim means you're not allowed to afflict someone, you're not allowed to cause pain to someone with words. General, Klal, you shouldn't be Mitzahir someone. Other Rishonim, the Meiri and other Rishonim say that Anos Dvarim means Boishas. You're not allowed to be Mavayish, son. And the Chavetz Chaim goes with the first Rishonim who say that it's an inin of Tsar, you're not allowed to be Mitzar, so on. Yet, it's Meduik and the Chinuch, who also holds a Grashia, it has to do with Tsar, but it's Meduik and the Chinuch that Boishas is Bechlal. The Chavetz Chaim reads a duch that even though the general Issa is Tsar, but if Adam Nichlal in this general Issa is an Issa to be Mevayish, because if you have Mevayish on, you also Mitzayim him. Yet we call Mitzayim on. If you have Mevayish, Mevad, you're going to be Mitzayim. So that will be Nichlal in this general Issa of Anor. I'm going to see many examples, and you have to fathom. I mean, if it's a general Issa of Tzar, so everything you can say is Tzar. But if it's Indian of Boishes, we have to go through one by one to see how each example fits in to the Issa of Boishes. Where's the Boishes in a lot of these examples? All right, let's start off and we'll see how it plays itself out. Zogt der Machabe Sef Aleph. Kishem shoyano b'mekach u'memka akach ano b'dvorim. We have learned last year in Reish Kav Zayin that there's ano b'mekach u'memka. You're not allowed to overcharge someone, you're not allowed to underpay someone in a sale. And the two Asurim are next to each other in Pashas Bahar. And the Machabe, and actually it's a Lashon and Mishnah as well. Kishem shoyano b'mekach u'memka. So just like there's ano, there's a lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to victimize someone in Mecca, Chomemka, Kachano, Bedvarim. So too, you're not allowed to pain someone, to be ma'anu someone with the words. Ugdela Anos Dvarim Anos Momin. In fact, Anos Dvarim is even greater. The Issa is more chomer than the Issa by Anos Momin. And the Mechavi says for three reasons why Anos Dvarim is more chomer than Anos Momin. First of all, Shazan Nitin Lishavan. Anos Momin is Nitin Lishavan. If you taka overcharge someone, you can always correct it later on, from the kaim deuchas of ano, and paying back. If it's a shtus, you could adjust the price. If it's yes mishtus, it's a bit tumekach, like we learned. However, ano is dvarim, vizel lo nitin lishavin. Once you say a bad word, once you pain someone, that's it, it's too late. You can't take your word back. Second reason, zeb begufay, vizel b'mamoynoy. Ano is dvarim, pains the person himself. Mashenkin, this, Anos Momin is only b'mamayna. You stole whatever, you took extra from him, you shouldn't have taken, but you're only hurting his momin, you're not hurting himself. And third, and finally, Vatzoyek Ablonos Tvorim Ne'ena Miyad. There's a special din that someone who complains, someone who's mispalim, someone who cries out on a Nois Tvorim, he's Ne'ena Miyad. There's a Avtocha that'll be Ne'ena Miyad. The Gemara says that anyone who's Tzoyek Ablonos Tvorim, Ein Hashan Ninol Befonav. Even though all the other Sharim were Ninalu, the Shar of Anos Tvorim is not Ninal. And the Gemara says, Vaita, that not only that, all other Einshin, Hakol Nifrei De Shliach, all other Einshin, HaKol Tzroch has his emissaries, his Shlichim, his Malachim, to carry out the judgment. Chutz Mi Ana, Ana HaKol Tzroch keeps by himself, HaKol Tzroch Don Bechvaida Yiva'atzmai. He himself carries out the verdict. Gemara Dashans from Chaimetz Anach. I saw there's a Mishnah Melech Hidashans, Pasha Drachim Hidashans from the Pasuk. It says, V'reitzim Melechecha Ani Hashem. And like we have by the Agada, Ani Hashem, Ani V'loi Shliach, Ani V'loi Malach. So too, by Noah's Tavarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of it. Ani, I'm going to take care of it. Memel, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing it, it happens swifter than if he would do it when he sends out Shlichim. All right. So those are the three things that Noah's Tavarim is worse than Noah's Mamon. Now it's good to point out, maybe it's a diag, but at least the Rishonim say this, is that Anos Dvarim do not get Malkis, even though it's allowed in the Torah. We know that Anos Mamon doesn't get Malkis because it's Nitin Leishavin. L'chayra Anos Dvarim, which is Loi Nitin Leishavin, L'chayra should get Malkis. Nevertheless, we say they don't, Anos Dvarim does not get Malkis, and the Ikar reason is because it's Alav She'en Bo'i Maisa. Alav She'en Bo'i Maisa is Ein Loikin Olof. There's a Mordechai, Shira Mordechai, and the Mefarshim try to explain. Chatna Mordechai, and Mordechai says he does get Malkis, and they try to explain that Mordechai means Malkis Mardis, because Minatoria, Lav Shem B'Maisi, would not get Malkis. Then the Ramah continues. The Ramah says, V'yesh Oimrim. He's going to give you two heterim to this halacha. First of all, V'yesh Oimrim, De'ein Mutzuvan ala Noz Tvarim Elul Yirei Hashem. You're only Mutzuvan ala Noz Tvarim to someone who's a Shem Yeterim Mitzvahs. To him, you're not allowed to be a Ma'ana with words. Someone who is not a Shem Yeterim Mitzvahs, you are allowed to pain him, to afflict him with words. Maybe there will be other Yisurim involved, there could be Nakama, other issues involved, but as the Issa of Anos Tvarim, there's not going to be Anos Tvarim if he's not a Shem Yeterim Mitzvahs. Shtukum HaShmois to the Ramah is there has to be someone who is a Yirei Hashem, Lafuki, even a Tinik Shenishba. Tinik Shenishba, he's not at fault, he didn't have a Jewish education, but nevertheless, Saif Kol Saif, with all his excuses, Lamaisa, he's not a Yirei Hashem. However, the Shevet HaLevi in Shuvah say, he says that Hu Adin, Atinik Shanishpa, is Nichlal, that you're not in this love, you're not allowed to paint him with words. So this is where this is learned out from. This din of Elul Yirei Hashem is learned out from the Gemara Tak. The Gemara says, Amisaka, Am She'itcha B'Torah of Amitzes. So Shevet HaLevi holds that someone who's a Tinnik Shenishpa, he's not at fault why he doesn't keep Torah of Amitzes. He's Nichlal in, and Am She'itcha B'Torah of Amitzes. It's a Chiddush. I'm not saying it's not. Mashmois, Mshat, Alosh, and Adarma sounds like that. And a Chanami that, not like the Shevet HaLevi, that someone who fought is not, like he said, fought in Abigar, isn't Abigar, fought someone who's not Shem Yeterim Mitzes. It's Lamaisa, not Shem Yeterim Mitzes. Now it's learned down from Am She'itcha B'Torah Mitzes. The Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that this heta of the Yirei Hashem, someone who's not a Shem Yeterim Mitzes, the other heta is only someone who's not a Shem Yeterim Mitzes, and you gave him proper tochacha, and he wasn't makabel tochacha, then he's not a Shem Yeterim Mitzes. Then you have a right to be ma'anehim bedvarim. Vaisai someone who is Yeh B'chlal, someone if you would give him proper tochacha, he would keep Torah Mitzvahs. You have no right, he's still Nichlal in Amisecha, he's still Nichlal in Am She'itcha Torah Mitzvahs. Shal is, how come someone is Am She'itcha Torah Mitzvahs, not she's Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, someone's a Mechalel Shabbos, someone who does other Yisurim, he wears Klayim, he eats Treif, first step is he should be Nichlal in Amisecha. So Chari Stamma Yavakash, and Maram Shik, yes, and Ramah, how can Ramah say, it's really Gemara. I'm Yisachas. I'm Torah Mitzvahs. That's to be someone who's a Yirei Hashem. How does the mitzvah in the Torah Chech Techiyachas Am Yisachas? What is the mitzvah going on? The Chayy is someone who did something wrong, and you have a tziva and a chiv in the Torah to set him right, to explain to him the beauty of the Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah, and to be mechiyachim how to keep Torah. Now the mitzvah is Chech Techiyachas Am Yisachas. If Am Yisachas is limited to someone who's already performed Torah mitzvahs, so there's no mokum for tochacha. Elamai must be that he did an Aveira. If he did an Aveira, then where's the Chayek, the Mitzvah, Chayek, Tachayek, 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 not Bechol, Amisacha. Zeifrek, the Maram Shek. And Avnei Nezah, to bolster that Kasha, says, his opinion is that there's no chiv in the Torah as a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah tochacha for someone who does an avera b'shege. Only if someone's doing an avera b'mezid, there you have a chiv tochacha. That's his sheet. It's a memeli. It's a mamalajar. If you didn't do the avera, there's no makom for tochacha. If you did the avera b'mezid, there's not a mitzvah. How's it shayek the mitzvah tochacha? Elamayim zemin from here, and it's a mashmoyz a tana devel. The bi'alacha brings it down as well in Arukayim. The mashmoyz is that to be nichal on a mitzvah means, to be shaykh to Torah mitzvahs means that if someone would give you the proper tachaka, you'd be mekayim Torah mitzvahs, even though you're not there yet, you didn't receive that tachaka, you're still shaykh to Torah mitzvahs. Someone who, even with tachaka, doesn't keep mitzvahs, or you would know, you have an umdana that you know that he's so mufka that even if you'd give him tachaka, he wouldn't keep the mitzvahs, then he's totally mufka, he's totally out of the klal of amshitka v'tariya mitzvahs. But someone who ayedei tachaka would be able to keep the mitzvahs, would fulfill the mitzvahs, and he's still shayach tam yisacha, he's still considered amshitka v'tariya mitzvahs. Memela, that's why tachaka is okay to chayach mitzvahs. Someone who's shayach tachaka, you have a chayach tachaka, because he's still b'chal amitzvahs. Enoch hanami, if you know that this person is so mufka that he's not going to come back, he's not going to do tshuva with tachacha, then in the kanami, you don't have a mitzvah tachacha. Tanat ve'yo brings in a pasuk in Mishlei, atochak let pentisna echa, right? Right, so faket, you're not supposed to, not only don't you have a chiva, you not even, it sounds like you have a faket, an issi, you're not supposed to be give him tachacha. But someone who shayek to tachacha, someone who shayek to mitzvah took tachacha, avad you have a chiv to give him tachacha, and so too by nosvam, if he's shayek, if you'd give him tachacha, and he'd come back, then in a chanam, he's still considered yirei Hashem, and he's mitzvah on a nosvam.
We don't have the real good
Mashiach. I don't know, but my sight is still. Like that. That is the Lumaisa, the throw of the Chazanish. And the reason the Chazanish says that his general Hagdara, which is not Poshe, but his general Hagdara, that the Frey people are considered Tinoikish and Nishbu, the reason is, he says, because there's no one today who can give proper tachacha, so you never know. Who knows? If someone would have to give proper tachacha, maybe he would come back. So how do you know what's considered someone who's a apikaris or someone who's a mumma? That's his taka yisvara. But all right, but the Ramah says so it is. Dematuna notram alir Hashem. Like I said, Shulchanoch Rav says that means that after tachacha, he still doesn't do tshuva. Second head to the Ramah is umisha ma'anes atzmei mutalaneo. Someone who himself inflicts himself, whatever that means, Misha Ma'ana es atzmoy mutalahineu, you're permitted to be ma'ana him. Now what does that mean? So the Sma says it means Misha Ma'ana es atzmoy epis, he himself is careless of his own behavior and he self inflicts pain on himself, so somehow that's a heta to be ma'ana him. However, it's Mavun Rishenim in the Makar of this halacha, the Ramah, in the Medrash, it's a mavur, it's a different pshat. It's a mavur that the pshat in this Ramah is just a continuation of the svara before. The Yireim says that someone who's ma'ana you have a right to ma'ana him back. And he says the reason for it is not an Indian of Nakama, the reason for it is because someone who's ma'ana you and is not a shame in the Torah mitzvah because he's not mekayim, the is in the Torah of Anoaz Dvarim, so he's mufka, he's not amisach anymore, so ma'anelu, you have a right to be ma'ana him back. Umisha ma'ana tzatzim means someone who's ma'ana you have a right to be ma'ana him back. Abizai, Shazak Takash, everyone is, I think this man himself is, on this chat, then why does he have to be ma'ana you? If you see Reuven being ma'ana Shimon, so you see he's a machalal, he's not a shemet emitzah, that should give you a heta to be ma'ana Reuven. Why does it have to be only if he's ma'ana you? So I think the chat is, it's mevun l'chavez yor, that this heta is only, again, this heta is only if you saw someone who you know is oimid b'merda, someone who you know did not do tshuva. He says, for example, he says, if someone was ma'ana somebody else, Reuven was ma'ana Shimon, unless he does this day in and day out, you see that his whole midas, his whole mahos is to be someone who's careless and insensitive, and he's ma'ana other people, but if he does it mitamo, once, twice, whatever, you have to assume, shalom ha'chazaka, there's a shemeter mitzvah, he zikha did tshuva, he zikha went to his friend and mefayis him that night, so by the time you're going to try to use this heta and be ma'an him, it's too late. How do you know he didn't shoot tshuva? How do you know he wasn't b'fayis chava? So he says, if you take see someone who's kaseda doing an avada to heta, but if he only did it once, you never know, he probably did tshuva. However, if he's ma'an you, then you know if he did tshuva or not. You know, did he come to you and ask for mechila? Kozman, he didn't come to you and ask for mechila. He was never mefayis you. Then you know that he's mufka from amisecha. He's not b'chal tayar mitzvahs, and that gives you a right to ma'ane him back. So basically what you see is this heter to Yirei Hashem requires at least two ingredients. First of all, it has to be someone who you gave to chokha already, and or someone gave to chokha already, proper to chokha, and he didn't do tshuva. And second of all, it has to be someone who you taka know, who's oimid b'medoy, and he didn't do tshuva. It means he wasn't mefayis the other person, he himself didn't do tshuva. It means if you know for sure he didn't do tshuva, and he's still not doing tshuva, even though you're proper to chokha, only then are you allowed to be ma'ana him. I would like to point out an important chinuch. So here the Ramaz Heta is only sort of, if someone does an Issa, he's Yaitim Mechlala Misecha. There is a chinuch, and it's a beautiful chinuch, and I would like to say it over verbatim. The chinuch says a different Heta, it's more local, it's not a general Heta, but on a certain situation, when someone's coming over to you and he's in the process of paining you and inflicting words against you, he's piling on tsar on you, you have a right to cut him short, even if it requires a nos for him back. And here's the Lashon HaChinuch. He says, Ein b'mashma, it cannot be that in the Pshat in this Pasuk, Shem Bo Yisrael Echad v'Hizchel, v'Yashia L'Tzar HaChaver b'Dvorim HaRoyim, Sh'lo Ya'aneh HaShemeah. It's impossible that Pshat in the Pasuk means that someone is being manning you with words, you just have to sit there quietly and just take it all in. First of all, Sh'yi B'Shti Kasek K'moidah L'Chiruvin, if you stand there quiet, then it's as if you are moidin, you accept all the things that he's saying on you. That can't be pshat. But tetzava isono, but rather the Torah is commanding us in nisrachik min amida hazois, we should stay away from this midah of anos tzvarim, v'shuloi naschil lehiskoitet ulacharef pnei adam. We shouldn't be the initiator. We shouldn't start up with someone else and afflict him and pain him and mitzayah him with words. Ubechein, and if we're never the initiator, with that beautiful chinuch, he natzal adam mikol zeh. He will never be nichlal, he'll never have to come to another Zvarim ever. Why? Kimisha ain't about katata, someone who's not the controversial person, he's not the person who constantly starts up with the other person. Le'yachafu b'nei adam, no one will ever pain him. Not only will he not initiate the process, no one will even initiate the process against him, no one will start up with him. Only zulasei hashoitim hagemurim. Only someone who's stamp foolish has nothing to do with himself. So he starts making a tumma. He has nothing to do with himself. He's trying to make himself. So he thinks that this is how he'll climb the ladder of popularity by starting up with somebody else. Ve'ein lasei leiv al hashoitim. Why bother answering this guy? This guy's stamp hashoitim. Why even pay attention to shoitim? V'mula yachrichenu mecharf min b'nei adam. But if someone, mamish, a rare occurrence that someone b'nei adam will ever, not a shaita, but someone who's real, will ever start up with you, and you'll need lahashav al dvarav, then royal lechokum sheyoshav lo derech silsul uneimus, he should answer back with derech kovet. V'inatza atzmai al hashoimim mechiruvav, and he should skirt the pain being afflicted upon him, he should get out of it, but rather, and reverse it, v'yashlech hamas ala mecharet, and he should put it back on the mecharet. For example, and he says, derech hatoivim shebimnei adam. This is the derech hatoivim shebimnei adam. For example, someone who's cursing you, or b'shmutzing you, or hurting you with words, well, you have to answer him, lahavdol elef adazah, not to learn out from the presidents. But if you ever see the debates, they always, you know, when you start up with the immoral Clinton, his tshuva was, I don't lower myself and talk like that. That's all you have to say, and you already stopped, cut him short, and you yashlech hamas ala machayif. You now reverse the tables against him. And he says, why is the chinuch? Shulnitzchayif ha'odom lisbol ha'nizok in miyad chaver. A person is not mechuyiv just to be soivol hezek coming to himself. Ki yesh lo v'shus li'notu miyadu, he has a right to stop pain. He has a right to stop himself from being hurt. Avad, if the pain was already done and it's too late, doesn't mean you're allowed to call the guy up the next day and curse him back and hurt him back. That's faket. That's not going to faket. That would just grow the machlekes. But in the process, in the middle of the time when he's hurting you, you have a right to cut him short, even if it requires a nos dvarim. You have your right. Linotzum miyado b'chol davar shu yachol linotzum imenu. However, zokter v'ulam yesh katman b'nei adam she'oyle chasidusam kol kach. There is a katman b'nei adam that there are chasidim kol kach shelo yutzu laknas atzim b'orazu. They don't permit themselves to use this heter lahoshiv chorfeim dava, they don't allow themselves to answer back and cut the guy short. Pen yigba aleim akas v'yispash to binyan yoisim midai, lest he's afraid they'll get out of hand, get out of control, and otaka be ma'ana with dvarim in a mokin that it wasn't really necessary. So they are chasidim that they stop themselves short. They don't even allow themselves this hat, and they just sit back and they take it all in. V'aleim amru zechrenim lavracha and alavim v'inim ovim shemim karpasim v'inim meshivim aleim akas of oima v'oiva v'ketzeis hashemesh b'gvurasai. So he gives a pshat in the pasuk about that there's a need to aspire to be anela v'ena oyovim. That's beautiful, but that's not meikah din. That's a midas chasidus. Meikah din, if someone is in the middle of painting you with words, you have a right to paint him back if you feel that that is going to stop him short and prevent him from causing you more pain. A limited hetta in that situation. The most hetta wasn't when you're trying to stop him. Most hetta is stop his life. You know that Reuven is insensitive to others and he's not a shomer Torah mitzvahs. You have a right, and everyone has a right to be ma'ane him. He's not nichlal in amisacha. All right, I'll stop here for questions.
The second thing, Shada, says that he was ma'ane you. This is just an example. It's not really, it's nichlal in the first trap.
Correct. He's just bringing it out that not only in general thing, it's only Yerei Hashem, and not that he eats chaza, but even his son who's starting up with you, that alone makes him go out in the din of amisecha. That alone makes him ain Hashem retarim mitzvah.
That's a second hetter.
Correct. It's a continuation of the first pshat. Correct.
I just want to add one thing I heard from Rabbi Solomon. If you give a chizuk to people in Shem Chabasim, then he says, why is it Kishemish Mikvasa? He says, because by Maisa Bracious, well, Levona had all the time. What did the Shemesh do? He was quiet. And what happened to the Shemesh? He was on top. So it's not just Midas Chasidus. In the long run, you'll gain by being quiet. In the long run, it's the Vodo Kamisa, you will gain. So it's an added incentive. At that time, it's painful, but it's worth it. Because in the end, you get
fine. Fine. Shkai.
Is there any qualifications for this Midas Chasidus? In other words, like, say the person goes over to Ruven, goes over to Shimon and says, you're a Gara. The Chayra, he's being much relies on himself, he's being much, he's calling him a Gara, he's calling him a Knight, whatever he's calling him, like, he's mamish, like, you know. So the Chayra, is he supposed to answer back? Or is he?
Is he allowed to? No, he's supposed to. He just said two different things. And the love of Ben Oven is that vice versa, you can aspire not to answer back, but you are allowed to femfa and answer so the people around you don't have to think that you're moida to his chirif, that you're taka hagan. If you have a right to. Well, b'shtiga kadah. Right, so therefore he says that you have the right. He doesn't say that. He just said that you have a right. Because there is an inin of Nelov and Venom Oven.
I understand, but that's maybe that's only when it's
when
all you have to do is say I don't agree with what you're saying. It says old and the olden, they don't go back and
hurt the other guy
and scream at him. You don't know what you're talking about. You're so stupid. You know, you don't have to say that. You say I don't agree with what you're saying and walk away.
All right, let's continue. Sif Beis. One has to be even more careful, more sensitive when we're dealing with a ger, not to be manim, sai beguf, which is a nas tvarim, sai bemamoni, which is a form of a nas mamon, like we learned in Mishkav Zayin, lifi shahuza alav bekamim makoimis, because it's a tziv in the Torah many times on a ger. Gemara says that the alav mamad vav, a mem vav makoimis in the Torah, the Indian that the Torah is. Mechabit gerim with special azhar, special mention. I don't know what it means to be lizar yoisa. Every person you have a chiv to be lizar, but vice versa, you have to be even more sensitive, not to be even more loving. What's considered a ger? The Minchas Chinuch says, and it's really medik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say ger. The Mishnah says ben gerim. The Minchas Chinuch says as long as there's no parent, there's no zera Yisrael involved. If both parents are gerim, even though the child was noilad b'ketusha, he's considered still in this inyan a ger. Even though he's a perfect Yisrael, he was never a goy, but he's still considered a ger because his zera is from gerim. If one parent would be a Yisrael, then that would be nifsak his din geris. But as long as keep gerim and ben gerim and keep on intermarrying and intermarrying, you go on the l'deri deris, they're considered gerim, and you have to be extra sensitive. Minchas Chinuch. And also Minchas Chinuch points out, as well as others, that unlike the first Issa by a Noas Dvarim which applies to all Klal Yisrael, says Am Yisrael has to be Am Sheitz Kovat Torah v'Mitzvah. So someone who's not Yirei Hashem, the Rambam gives a heta. Someone who's a ger, even if he's not a Sheimet Torah Mitzvah, Chulila, he's still mitzvah not to be ma'anim b'dvarim. This heta does not apply to gerim. The heta of someone who's not a Sheimet Torah Mitzvah only applies to a full-fledged Yisrael, not to a ger. Any questions? All right, let's go further. Siv Gimel. Tzarek Lizar b'inoas ishtoi. One has to be careful, again, more careful, but no, it's ishtai. Why? Lefishidim asa mitsuya. She frequently cries. She nears the threshold of crying sooner than somebody else. And what's the problem if she cries sooner? And Mamela the Mufarshim say, if she cries sooner, so like we said before, so if she is brought to Tza'aka sooner, then the Einish will be Mamara Lovai. And the Einish will come sooner as well. Therefore, you have to be more careful. To Machlekes Mefarshim, if it means Anoas Ishtoi V'kol Shekein Isha Acheres, or Faket, Davka Anoas Ishtoi, someone who's dependent on you and feels a kasher, so she's slighted, she's pained easier, but it will be an Isha Acheres, that's a regular din like any Yisrael, and that's Avad Alav, and you have to be careful, but not this extra Zahiris. It's meduyik, the Bali Musa would like to say, and I think here's a raya, that it's meduyik that an Isha who cries sooner, shtikl meduyik, that an Isha who cries sooner, the Muslim Mitzvah is not because she's a crybaby, not because, it means, let's say we can go with a threshold of pain, for example, we have to be careful like an Isha, just like an Isha. It's Mashman and Bali Musa say that an Isha reaches number 10, reaches a greater degree, a severity of pain sooner. She jumps to number 10 much quicker than a man, and therefore you have to be more careful because the Ana will be more severe, will be more inflicted of pain sooner before a regular man. Her pain, she gets a great degree of pain sooner. She travels, she gets there quicker, and therefore you have to be more careful. You'll be over the lav quicker when you pain her because she'll be slighted quicker, she'll get there quicker. It's not just that she's not manly, she can't take pain like an ish. No, her threshold of pain is the same like an ish, but she gets there much quicker. She'll reach that pain much quicker.
The same thing would apply to a sensitive man, let's say an ultra sensitive man, the same would apply.
Look, correct? Correct.
The lav is dependent on the receiving end.
Correct.
But the love you're over right away. This is talking about the punishment.
No.
Well, it's both. It sounds both. It's not just on the punishment. It's the degree, right? You have a severity of a love. If I pain someone by saying something not nice, I did a love. But let's say I really pained them. I can't imagine that you can have 2 degrees of pain and the einish is the same. And the love is the same. I vow that you hurt someone more, then the degree of the einish will be more as well. Not just in the swiftness of being, carried out, but also in the...
You know, is different than any other incident in the tire. If a person needs a gezeis chaser, whether he enjoys it or he doesn't enjoy it, it's oyver and iser. You have to tell me if somebody's oyver right now, it's going to depend on...
No, the iser is oyver no matter what, but the severity of the iser depends. Means if a person is chaz and he enjoys it, his
that's not really so. No, you're right. Let's say a man doesn't mitzar as quickly or as easily as a woman, so therefore you won't be the position for the mitzar then.
No, that's definitely true. But what's on? Let's say you already reached the degree of tzar. But an Isha's degree of tzar reaches crying, the mouth of Mitzuya, much sooner. It means, let's say they both have a tzar, so you'll be over the left side for the man, side for the woman, but the woman reaches dima, reaches crying sooner, so therefore you have to be more careful because her pain is greater.
I think the Shulchan is saying that you'll be over the left quicker. Don't mess with the woman because you'll be over the
left. But it's not just a quick, it's the mouth of Mitzuya, it's a severity of the left.
Of course, that's her nature.
You learn out from the mouth of Mitzuya that even on a slight thing, a slight infraction, she gets.
The point is that the mouth of Mitzuya goes back to the Gemara, the Sharidim,
and
you're going to get punished.
It's true. True. If you want to do that, then you can be matka the raya. Rather, they're both the same, but an ish who doesn't cry won't bring the out to punishment. Okay. Fine, let's continue. Let's do Sif. Sorry?
Why doesn't say Alman or Yasin?
I hear. Well, we're going to see. All right. It's a valid point. I mean, Mono is just a greater degree, but really every ish is involved. Well, if you hold like the Mefarshim, that Kosher Kain, Shar, Noshim, so
like love of
Gera, so kosher can amona, but if
love of Gera was said, like love
means like sif beis.
Oh, you mean why sif beis? Hiya. Good question. All right, let's move on to Sif Dalet. Ketzer hu anoz dvarim. What is anoz dvarim? Now the Mechaber is going to give you a few examples. First example, lo yema bekama teroit elit in chayfit zeh. You go into a store and you ask the guy, okay, how much are you selling this for? And you have no interest in buying it. Why do you do it? Either your curiosity causes you to do it, or maybe you intend to buy somewhere else which doesn't have a display or showroom. Let's say he has a catalog. So he tells you, just get me the catalog number of this dishwasher and I'll get it for you. So you go to someone else who has a showroom, you find out all about the product, and then you go ahead and you buy it by someone else. Whatever it is, you're not allowed to do it. This is anoz dvarim. Now, why is this anoz dvarim? There are four, maybe five reasons, four categories why this is nichlal and anoz dvarim. If we learn tzar, so it's a general reason. Tzar, you matzar the guy. He thought he has a customer coming, and you let him down. You faked him out, believing that he has a customer, and you let him down that he doesn't. If you learn boishes like the other rishonim, then it becomes difficult. Where is the boishes here? So the Rashi Mishnah who suggests as lashon, he doesn't really address the issue, but in Betech Dvarav, he says that there could be a boishes that you made a fool out of him. You asked him questions, you were asking about the thing, kilo, like you let him to believe that you're interested in buying, and then you walk out of the store, he feels like a piece of dirt, that he was fooled, giving so much time to you or whatever, even addressing you, and he feels taken advantage of, he feels embarrassed that he was duped. Some say there's an Indian of Gnevis Das. The Rav says Prati is as Gnevis Das, that you have to know what that means, but it could be a Gnevis Das that you're trying to show that you're interested in buying by him, you're his friend, and you have no interest. And others, Tom say, the Miri says it's, the Miri who learns out Boishes has a problem here, what to do. So he suggests this is like sort of a different type of an Nisa, and this is a Nisa of Hezek, your Mazikim. Why? There are going to be people in the store there, and you say, oh, how much is this tape recording? He says, oh, it's $50. $50, and you walk out. Now the other guy who might have been interested in purchasing a tape recording sees, well, this guy thinks $50 is too high, I'm not going to buy $50. So you walk, the next guy walks out as well. So you're causing him a hefzid, you're chasing away koinim.
You know, doesn't do it in like a nasty way, like $50. And
oh, but even if he walks out, the observer, you have to think about what you think about, because maybe the price is too high. So the observer thinks, oh, one second, he's not sure if he wants to buy for $50. So I'm not sure either.
Well, the question is, if I want to buy, but I don't know the price, and
no, that's mutar. I'm gonna get to that. One second. And Rabbeinu Chananel has a play in the mirror. He says, even if no one's there. It's pshat stamla. You go over to a seller and you ask him how much this is, and he's creating his own prices. Usually not fixed prices. And he decides to sell his tape recorder for $50. He thinks that's a marketable price. And you walk in, $50, walks out. The next customer walks in, $50, walks out. After a while, he's going to think, hey, I guess $50 is too high, and he'll lower his price, or he won't raise the price in the future. So basically, you're causing him a hefset on how to market, or how much to market the item for. But avada the dig is, it's only v'huene right to look nicely. Avada, if you talk are sincere and you have even a possibility, a real possibility that you plan on buying there and you want to know the price, or you're not convinced, you just want to know more specifics about it for you to make a decision, but there's a tzad that you're going to buy there, then that's not a problem. The problem is that you really had no intention of buying there and you duped him. As meduik in Rashbam and Psochem. If you ask for sure, and you tell him, I have no intention of buying, I just am curious about the price, that's beautiful. And then you didn't dupe him, etc. You weren't over any of the time, and that's... Sorry? So, well, you're seeing, I told the seller that I have no interest in buying, I'm just curious to know the price. That's a fair thing. So the person sees you walking out, won't be turned off. He sees you, look up here, I have no intention of buying, you were just curious to know the price. And that's fine. So Maduik and Rosh Bama...
Let's say I walk into a store and I don't have the money with me now, and I still have to make the chishbonis and I price the guy. But I have the stack of time to buy it, and then you walk out.
But you had the right to do that. You have a right to grab it. The Gemara Pesach which I'm going to mention, the Rashbam, is that there was a midas chasidus not to do that. Maybe this is the reason, because he caused him a hefzid. Might be other reasons. He sets it aside for you, and you never come back to buy it. But at least it's meduik over there. It's only a midas chasidus. If you have intention to buy and everything's fine, then there's no problem. And it's meduik in the Rashbam over there that by a goy, others say it as well from other sources, that this issa does not apply to a goy. You are allowed to go to a goyish store and ask him on what's the price, and it's not a problem. If it would be als Gnevis Das, that's a bit difficult because we're going to see that Gnevis Das applies to a guy as well. But als the other Isurim, Tar, Boishes, whatever it is, well, no, it's Varm, Zikr doesn't apply to a guy. It only applies to Shem Retayim Mitzvahs, not a Fraye, Kosher Kain, not a guy, and you wouldn't have a problem. You'd be allowed to do this. If you go into a department store, and there is no owner, let's say going to Home Depot, there's no owner, there's 20, 30 workers there, no one cares really, then there's reason to say that you would not be Bechlal, this Issa, because you didn't Mitzayah anyone, you weren't Mazik anyone, you didn't Goyin Nevdas anyone, you weren't Mavayish anyone, to sell him, you're not dealing with the seller. But if the seller is in the store and he sees a customer walk in and then walk out empty handed, that is where the problem. Okay. Yeah, they don't mention that, but if the Take's time was valuable in the Hanami, if there's something they could have done with his time, otherwise he's doing you a chesed. You want to, you're curious, and he's giving you a chesed. Forget you gave him an opportunity to be machesed with his time.
Dealing for a time, then 100%.
But in the all right. Let's go on to the next example. How you chamorim of Akshim look nice to it? The chamorim who are interested in purchasing tfuo, lo yeim alahem. Do not tell them, L'chu etz uploin me, go to Yena, V'hu yedei she'ein loy limker. And you know that Yena does not sell tfuo. So what's the problem? It's makloik is what the problem is. Some say that you're hurting that person. It means you'll send, let's say someone what used to be in the line, he used to sell tfuo, and times were bad, and he had to get out of that line, and now he sells shoes, whatever it is. So to get him, what you'll do is you send him customers for tfuo. Oh, you're looking for tour? Go to Reuven. You're looking for tour? Every person goes to Reuven. Do you sell tour? And they say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not in the line anymore. You're stabbing him. You're digging into him that, no, he can't be in that line. He's not in that line, and you're hurting him. So really, you're afflicting Yena. Others say, that's Rashi's trap. The Ketzer Mishnah says that, no, you're hurting these people. You're draining them a cup. You're sending him on a wild goose chase. Oh, go to Yena. He sells tour, and he really doesn't. And like in where was it? It was in Nevada, I believe. They used to bedavka to be kovish the midas. They used to bedavka walk into a pharmacy and ask for nails, or walk into a hardware store and ask for toothpaste. To be fakir, to be embarrassed. That's very nice. He's doing the kovish yom midas. But you can't send yen and say, "Oh, go into this pharmacy and he sells nails." He walks in for nails and everyone looks at me. He's fell off. Where is he coming from? He's asking for nails in a pharmacy. It's like an etzah shein hugenis. Rashi grabbed by North Roman and Chumash brings an etzah shein hugenis as well. But these are the two pshatim. The Chofetz Chaim says that the Issa of Anoz Dvarim is only an Issa Bafonov. If you mevayishim shaloi Bafonov, if you are ma'anim, Anoz Dvarim shaloi Bafonov, you might have other Issurim, but you're not going to be over the Issa of Anoz Dvarim. And Lechayr, from this Rashi, you see Fakert. This Rashi had a case of Anoz Dvarim by sending chamorim, sending people to ask a seller, one-time seller, of tfuah, or asking someone who maybe he was never sold tfuah, but unfortunately he can't be in the line. It's chalishing to go into the line, but he doesn't have enough capital, and he's sending customers. You're not there to be manic, you're sending people, you're sitting back home, you're in your living room, you send people there, and yet it's a form of anos varm, even though you didn't do a bafonav. The chayr from here is a right, not like the Chofetz Chaim. Give me a matrik, at least maybe they're hurting him bafonav.
In reality,
it's happening. All right. You have to know what the Chofetz Chaim meant, that it's dafka before him. Okay. Let's continue. Im hoya kaver about tshuva, if he's about tshuva, lo yeimu lo zechob ma'asecha rishenim. Remember your old ways before you did tshuva. And from there, some make a dig. Vayseis, if he wasn't about tshuva, and he's still not keeping Torah mitzvahs, this will be a makar to Ramon Zephalot, that if he's ainu yirei Hashem, if he's not shomer Torah mitzvahs, you don't have a chiv. It's only if he's about tshuva now, and you can't tell him, zechor ma'asecha rishonim. Im hoya ben gerim, lo yeim aloi zechor ma'asei avaisecha. Im hoya yusurin boim alov, lo yeim aloi kederek shom u'chaver, v'liyiv had very good friends, and he in his time of pain, they told him, halo yirosko kislo secho, zechor ni mihu noki avad. Which means, your yira is kislasek, it's only a kisilis, it's fake. Obviously, you're not teka gabara. If you taka be yirei Hashem and the shaytem, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't pain you and afflict you with yisurim. Makoka, you're getting these yisurim because you're a faker. You're really not a yirei Hashem. You're really inside, you're really a koifer. You're really b'chad yichadorim, not a shem retarim mitzvahs. And that's why they told him, zchor me mihu noki avad. Do you know anyone who was taka shem retarim mitzvahs? Do you know of anyone who was a noki, was avad? So how come you're being avad? The reason why you're being avad is because you're taka faker. And why did they do it? They did it because the Rishonim say, it's because Eiv was being misraim on midas of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. He's complaining about the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Yisurim. So they were tightening up, being matzik as adin, and say, don't complain because you deserve it. But in Minastam, Avada, you're now let go to someone who's sick and say, you deserve it for this and this reason. In Nishal HaShayla Dvar Chokhmah, here's if you want to get your Rav back, in Nishal HaShayla Dvar Chokhmah, HaShayla in Halacha Dvar Chokhmah, Lo Yemel HaMishenu Yedea Yisa Chokhmah, you know, someone, you go over Bedaka to someone who doesn't know the Indian, Matosha Bedava Zer, what do you say about this? You know that, that someone only answers a certain type of Shailas, you go over to him, he asks Mashallah, Shalabim Kaimai. You know someone who's a Chokhmah, even in Dvar Chokhmah, someone who's a physicist, he knows physics, and he'll ask him something about computers, or vice versa, just down to get him to show that he's not so smart. That is also a form of a Noah's Dvarim. V'chein Kol Kayetu B'dvar Melan, anything similar to these examples. And these things are, if I say it's important, the Mechabah Zodim, Mechain Kol Kiyetz B'dvar Mele, if I say it's not a general klal, every form of tsar is a Noz Varm. In fact, the Chinuch, when he brings down the Yitz of a Noz Varm, in the midst of a Noz Varm, he brings down these examples, and he says, Mechain Kol Kiyetz B'dvar Mele, of these examples of Chazal, are either this or no. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to exclude, but if I say it's a Noz, it's not a general in and of tsar. It's only limited to these examples and something similar. I would like to suggest, Pshat in the Chinuch is, that we only, that's really the chinuch sloshin. If you are machis someone, if you mevayi someone, you mitzayi someone, as something that he cannot stand up, he cannot be meshev, he cannot be oimid olav and reply. For example, someone who's a baal tshuva, it was his fault he was born fry, it's his fault that he did it. Now what are you going to do to him? He did tshuva, and what do you want him to do? He's a ben gerim, it's his fault that his parents weren't yidden. He has nothing to answer, it's true, and he has nothing, and you're being menatzel, you're taking advantage of his shortcomings, that is a Noz Varm. If you go over to someone and you say, I hate your guts, now it's not a nice thing to do, you might have other Yisurim and you mitzire him, there's nothing in a Noz Varm. You didn't take advantage of his shortcoming, you just taka hate his guts. Now, I mean, not to be of a lassus, no other problems, but why should that be a Noz Varm? If you curse someone, you say you should drop, whatever the curse might be, it's very nice that you, I mean, it's whatever, you have other Yisurim of cursing him, but it shouldn't be B'chal Noz Varm. You didn't take advantage of his weakness, you didn't take advantage of his shortcomings. Maybe that's what the Chinuch meant, that it shouldn't be B'chal on Noz Varm. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav does say that if someone is Makal or someone else, it is B'chal on Noz Varm. I don't know if that's the case, and I don't know Pshat in the Chinuch what he's coming to exclude. You see, the other Rishonim Udan, with the Maiti Shemra in the Torah, Maiti Shemra is B'chal on Noz Varm. To know also, are you taking advantage of your shortcomings?
Let's say something caused me to
You can't take the medicine, nothing to do. Correct. Right. The first part, this first surah that we were learning tonight, is not really Cheshem Mishra related. This is really Yeridei. I don't know, it's somewhere else. But it's not Cheshem Mishra related. It is not.
Just from what you just said, it's a Tzarek Lezayre Nas Ishto. What's the shortcoming? I mean,
you don't know how to cook, you always burn the food, you always late, you always this, you don't know how to take care of the kids. Again,
so it's really anything?
It's really anything that she can't answer to. She can't respond. If you just, I mean, Khalila, tell your wife some stam, you don't like her, whatever it is, but it's not.
No, I'm trying to bring out that this sister is different than Gayurim and all these other things. Because she can have an answer to all these things.
She could. Why'd she burn herself?
Because she was busy taking care of the kids.
All right, so then, and you know how it goes. And the next one, well, you're a baffling. Why couldn't you?
What do you get this criteria? It's only necessarily a shortcoming.
That is the Lashon HaChinuch. The Lashon HaChinuch by a Noz Varm, when he teaches a Noz Varm, it's a dik. He says it means when you're mevayishim and mavhileu and machiseu at a time that he cannot respond. He cannot, it's exact logic. I think it's something like he cannot be oimid. If you want, let me see if I get you. Layakul Izar, one second. Let me see if I can.
What's the point? What's the
criteria? He has no strength, he has no koyak to prevent it from happening. He has no tshuva, he has no reply. I'm not just making a dik, I could be wrong in a day, but that's a lashon chinuch, and the chinuch also continues, and therefore it's dafka like these things that Chazal stipulate, v'chol koyetz b'dvar melo. If it would be across the board, mitzai, it wouldn't be limited to these examples.
It doesn't make more say that if you're kind of shame around the
Havir. That's going to be the next halakha, we're about to do it. The next halakha. Depending what the shamra is. Right?
make a guy name, and he can't. You know.
Oh, well, let's hold off to Sefer. We'll get to it. I want to still have Ryan Sefer. Well, you can give a reason why his prices are so high.
He makes much of that.
And therefore, you what are you saying? That's something that he could or cannot stand for? It's grammar. It's grammar. It's Menias HaRevach. You're not going to get anywhere in Bezin. Don't waste your time. It's Menias HaRevach. Chase away customers. You're not going to get anywhere. I mean, you get them maybe to stop, restraint, not to do it in the future, but you're not going to, it's not actionable in court. You can't get
everyone to say that. But I said, now after you read the Chinuch, a wife can never stand up to her husband. That's why it's...
No. All right. I guess different notion. All right, let's cover on one more sif, which is what you mentioned. Sif Hey, which is really the last sif in the first third, which this deals with primarily on the form. Even though that shame, that kino is stuck, that nickname stuck, and he's ruggled with it already, if you kavon, it's to be mevayishim, it's also. Some say it's talking about where he gets some in and of pain. Others say no, even if he doesn't have any pain whatsoever. But if you're kavana, and that's what the Makkabah says, kavanasa levayshay, even though he doesn't get any pain, he's so used to his nickname. But if his kavana is to be mevayshim, to make fun of his nickname, then it's also. So who then if it's his real name? Let's say you go over to a lady who's Yenta and you make fun of the name Yenta or something like that. In Okanami, you'll have the same problem, even though she's used to the name, it is her name, and she doesn't get any pain. But your intention is to be mevayisha, to hurt her, it will be an issa.
Zara means that sometimes you could call him that thing?
No, it sounds like you should never do it. The Taisis and Sokham has a problem that Gemara called, was it Ben Isaac, they called him Ben Kocha, whatever, Taisis already wanted.
So in his
government
is not
mevayishim,
it's not
also. Maybe we're cautious that he might get pain, because if he doesn't get pain and your government is not to mevayishim, it's mota. But if he gets any pain, even if that's not your kavana, you think that's his name, or your kavana to mevayishim, even if he doesn't get pain, it'll be also. But if you have both milas, that is.
If he doesn't get pain, then you have kavana, then it means you will be allowed.
Then it would be mota, yeah. And it would be mota. Maybe there should be Yizor, maybe that's what, if that's the dig. Oh, sorry? I've got the Dutch phrase. Why? Because that's what the Rashi points out. This is this halakha, because the Kavana is Levayish, right? If the Kavana would not be Levayish, and he'd be used to it, and he has no pain, it would be Mota. Right? Well, what your Kavana is, if you...
There's no pain caused, no damage done.
And what was your Kavana, Levayish or not?
But
that's not makash on these rishayim. I don't have a pshat. What is makash saying? Kavanos levayish, it's also even though he doesn't get pain.
Oh yeah, it is.
So nobody explains why he's telling kavana.
I don't understand what kavana would write. If itaka isn't being hurt, just because you have kavana levayish, why should that be a problem? I don't know.
And the first thing that when you mavaish something, you annoy the you say something, and I'm a strong person. I don't get whatever. I don't get pain. Is that discussed before? It's the same thing. Then I'm still in your annoyance.
I don't know if you want mitzayach chaver at all. And look, that's not. No, it's to pain someone with words. If you didn't pain him, even in, and I should really point out that according to some mafarshim, they have a pshat in a Rabbi Yehuda, maybe a Tosefta, truly makleikis, but maybe a Reim, that it's lav dafka limited to words. You can pain someone with actions. You could, for example, you could walk into the store and not say anything. That's where the toilet in of Alamekak, you didn't say anything. You're browsing and then you walk out empty-handed and you had no intention to buy. That alone is already the same problem. Because it's the same on Azram, the same busha, the same size, same mazik, same everything. You're browsing, you walk out, or must be he wasn't interested and you let the guy down. That itself, and from there they bring a right to all cases, any time that you cause someone pain, ducha maisa, even if it's not through words, you have the same problem, or no.
I was thinking about kavana, soil, and vaisha. There is a thing about this, can mind upon him or upon him. Sometimes a person can feel what you're trying to do.
So that means, what's that? He's saying the kavanah levayish is only if you have that kavanah, then he will take a feel the busha.
He'll feel that you're okay. Trying to do something.
All right, but again, it's limited only if he take a feel.
So it's possible to go into the store if you have no intention yet. Now I'm going to kill you. No shopping. This thing I walk in stores.
We have no intention to buy at all? But window shopping, and you're going to, if you see something you like, you will buy it?
You never know.
So then you have a tzad, you might be buying. I don't know what that means. If you see something that you like, there's some people who enjoy window shopping, they go to malls, but if they see something they like, they'll take a shot, they'll take a boy. So then it's like anyone who's going in and wants to be educated, find out more specifics. But if it's going to be someone who just is partially window shopping, he knows for sure, he didn't bring along money with him, he knows for sure he's not buying anything, he has no intent of buying, he just wants to enjoy the ambiance of these stores, yeah, then you have a problem if it's a Yiddish store.
You know, if you ask the storekeeper, the storekeeper will tell you, I want them to come in. Because
if you'll ask him and you go over to the guy and say, look, I'm just curious, I want to just browse, do you mind? Fine.
One person will buy.
So if you get that permission from the store owner, or you sometimes have these signs, browsers are welcome, then I hear. But in absence of that, and he's a Yiddish store owner, you have this problem.
And it's the normal das of shopkeepers, and that is man Kufa.
I don't think the normal... I don't know. What line are you in?
Retail.
So what happens, you see, I know you're in furniture. What happens if, what, how would you feel if I would walk into this store, I have no intention of buying from you, I want to buy from a catalog, I just need to know, to compare to other tables.
I have to meet my wife for now, and the bus is coming in now, so I have an hour to kill. So now, we
want to... There's a difference. If no one has any intention to buy, but they have nothing to do, I don't have a problem if they come into my store. But when somebody specifically has no intention to buy, they're going to buy someplace else, they're just coming to...
Okay, use you. Right. So I don't have to go into the store. They have no intention to buy, just want to see the Svarm and look around.
Because if they see a new Gishmak HaSefer, they'll buy it. Ultimately, they buy it.
Sure.
So they'll come back the next day, they'll buy it. Just have nothing to do with that time. Folks shouldn't have extra time. If you know, again, this is about luck. If you tell me that you know for sure that the Mocha doesn't mind, and there's an Umdana, he doesn't mind, or he has a sign, browsers are welcome, or he told you so, that's fine. But in absence of an Umdana, if you have a suffix, then you mukhiv to tell. I'm just curious. In fact, that Pisca question has a problem. How do assessors, let's say you have a Shiloh no, we had, right? You have to assess the price. I think we mentioned this later. How do you ever go around to assess the price? Because you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to be toilet in a Valamekak if you have no intention to buy. And the Torah says, I'll call you, have to tell every seller, I have no intention to buy. I'm just curious to know the price. Could you help me out? And I'm just curious. I want a window shop, and that would be fine.
Just one thing here. The Mechaber says that the history is to go into a store and ask how much is this item when you have no intention to buy it.
Correct.
But to walk into a store to look...
That's what I said. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Toile Eina Vala Mecca. And from there they learn out, even without any Diba, just browsing. Toile Eina Vala Mecca. You walk into a store and you look at items that's already another Dvarim. Even though there's no Diba, from there they learn out that it's us even without Dvarim. Your action caused pain. He thought he had a customer and he was let down. You can imagine a startup store, I'll bring it to the extreme, a startup store, he's challenging for a customer, the customer finally walks in, browses around 15 minutes, just walks out. You don't think his heart just dropped? He was disappointed. And if he had no intention to buy, he was playing with the seller. He let him down, that's enough. So now you can take it to the next level. You know, everyone has done what it is. If you tell me that the steak is, you know this guy doesn't mind browsers, that will be fine.
Can I surf on the web?
Sorry?
Can I surf on the web?
I think so. But because they track how many hits?
Yeah, they track
how many hits? Yeah, probably. First of all, anyway, if it's goyim, it's not a problem. You surf on the web with the site as Yiddish site. I can't imagine if it's tar, boish, it's well, it's no mazik, no gnev, it's das. Sorry? Oh, if he pays per hit as an asset, you mean because his site is located at someone else's site and he gets paid per hit? Yeah, I hear that. That could be mamish mazik. That's mazik moment.
Except that he also wants browsers. He doesn't know.
But he wants a browser who entertains buying. He wants a browser who has even a 1% chance of buying. But the guy has no intention of going there to find out about a product so he can buy it somewhere else. I don't think he wants that hit. And especially if he has to pay for it. And a Konami, that would be a mazik. All right, any other questions? Sorry, how is it a Nosrav Makana? Because he's using a word and he paints, he gets embarrassed. Machabez Lashon is he's embarrassed. You call a guy Yenta, you call a guy, I don't know, long legs. Sorry? He can't answer, he's tall. He's 6'6", and you call him, like the guy in town, you call him Stretch, or whatever it is. And God, he might not mind, I'm not saying, but if you call him something like that, so you might be making fun, ridiculing his height. What are you going to say? I'm not tall, I'm short. I mean, it's a fact. He was born tall, there's nothing he could do, right?
They call a guy a fool, for example.
They call a guy a fool, that's what I'm suggesting, that from the chinuch, maybe. But the Shulchanuch Rav doesn't seem like it. Don't rely on me, Malach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.